This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News scenario here, $3 trillion in retirement savings wiped out. Big crash on Wall Street. You could hear it almost anywhere, just a thud. Recession is not inevitable, according to our president, but a lot of financial people say otherwise. I'm voting that we don't hit the big R. I'm sure you are, too. And we're seeing what jacked up rates now, interest rates, are doing to new car loans and to mortgages. People who were thinking of moving have decided, I don't know that I want to pay an extra $128,000 for that $250,000 house. So, hey, everybody, just a quick snapshot of what it is in our world. Kate Delaney is always happy to be the skipper of this ship called America Tonight as we navigate through some pretty choppy waters and then look for the intercoastal waterways that are a little bit smoother. Smoother for the Golden State Warriors as they win. Congratulations to them. There's some good news. They beat the Boston Celtics. Unless you're a Boston fan, then you wouldn't be happy about that. In six, Steph Curry, one of the greatest basketballers, I think, of our time, watching him and some of the incredible shots that he made, I am not surprised the Warriors did it in six. And there were too many turnovers in this last game. As much as Boston tried to keep pace with the Warriors, they just couldn't do it. So we know in San Francisco they'll be celebrating, at least for the next couple of days, over this big, big NBA victory. We need our distractions in this world, and sports is one of them for many of us. All right, in the meantime, the other thing that happened really this week and last week is the January 6th committee, the hearings, and every day there's something different that is a focal point, and I think a lot of the focal point on Thursday was over Mike Pence and how close an angry mob was to getting to Mike Pence, the then vice president. At one point, I mean, there was even like a little model that was shown where they were 40 feet away from him and then whatnot. So some of the conversation, in fact, most of it centered on that. President Trump and his aides knew it wasn't legal for his vice president, Mike Pence, to attempt to stop Joe Biden's victory on January 6, 2021, but they put a lot of pressure on that, and what this committee is saying is that's what was fueling the rioters who stormed the Capitol and threatened Pence's life. That's according to that new evidence that they presented this committee on Thursday by the House committee that's investigating the attack. Leading the campaign was Trump's lawyer, John Eastman, who over the 2 days before January 6th spoke repeatedly with Pence aides about whether the vice president would reject outright Biden's winning electoral college count or suspend the day's proceedings to allow seven contested states to re-examine their popular votes. That's what the witnesses testified to. Pence, or his counsel, Greg Jacob, testified that Pence never considered it. And in addition to that, several White House aides said that they and Pence told Trump the same thing. So this was a big chunk of what the day was about. What did they know about what Pence was going to do? How close did the group get to Mike Pence when they were screaming, some of them anyway, hang Mike Pence, when they walked past the mock gallows erected outside of the building. And you had Representative Benny Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi, who's the committee chair, say Donald Trump wanted Mike Pence to do something no other vice president has ever done. The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted against again. Mike Pence said no. He resisted the pressure. He knew it was illegal. He knew it was wrong. That's what he said during the hearing. And the committee had evidence of how close the riders, like I said, came to confronting Pence. It was about 40 feet, and his Secret Service detail escorted him to a secure location within the Capitol complex. And they were, boy, they were pretty close, that's for sure. So that was it. I mean, most of the day was on the witnesses talking about that, talking about what Pence said, what other people around him said, and et cetera. And, you know, we look at these last 2 weeks, really, and there's still more to come. And I keep saying this, ultimately, what comes out of this? What comes out of this that protects a president or the Capitol or our country? That's what I want to know. Of all the thousands and thousands of pages and testimony and everything else in between. And will this mean that the former president doesn't end up running in 2024? Does it mean that some of his supporters will fade away because of the committee hearings? I think that won't happen. I think it's a question of what the Republicans decide to do. And that goes to primaries. That goes to what goes into running for president all over again. And there are some others who want that job. And if he, in fact, decides not to do it, decides I'm not going to really run, there is sort of that I'm going to run hint. Does this at all dampen chances? That will be interesting to watch. And then what happens in the midterm elections, I think, too, as well. And then the other part is Ginny Thomas's emails with the Trump lawyer. What does that mean, you know, as far as what she's going to say? She's been asked to talk and said she would. So now there are certainly a lot of tensions inside the court with Kavanaugh being threatened, his life, with the leak of the Roe v. Wade draft opinion, and now this with Clarence Thomas's wife. And I think that's fascinating to watch what is going on with the Supreme Court and some of these now discussions that they're going to have to engage in that they really haven't done before, ever. She says she wants to comply with the committee's request because she can't wait to clear up misconceptions. I look forward to speaking with them, so that won't be a problem. She's going to do it, and that will be interesting to hear what she has to say about that. A little slice of history that may make you smile coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
History. It was back in 1884 that you might have heard, well, maybe some sounds like this. Right? It's a roller coaster. It might have sounded a little different because in 1884 in the U.S. on this day, the first roller coaster opened in the U.S. at Coney Island in Brooklyn. You know how fast it was going? A whopping 6 miles an hour. It cost a nickel to ride that roller coaster. And I was thinking about this. Boy, how far we have come. King Ka is the tallest roller coaster in the world now. It's got heights of 456 feet above the ground. I mean, it just dwarfs so many roller coasters. That's why King. It goes from 0 to 128 miles. No six. Goes from 0 to 128 miles an hour in 3.5 seconds. It goes up a 90-degree slope to the top of its first peak. Then riders plummet back toward the ground in a spiraling drop. They sail over a small hump, and then finally they are back at the station. The ride is less than a minute long, but you have to say that is an adrenaline rush. It's got to be exhilarating. And this is at a place where I used to work when I was a kid, Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. I did not have anything to do with the roller coaster at that time. I wasn't running that ride. I've talked about this, I think, once before in the air. My job was to slow down the gondola ride when it came. Now, why, I have no idea. I was chosen for that. I think I like soaking wet. I was probably 90 pounds, and I had to put all my weight into it to try to stop the cars from smashing into each other when they came down. I wasn't great at it. I think a few people were a little frightened. They weren't screaming like that. So then I got reassigned to being, I just had this ambitious summer where I wanted to juggle all these jobs. Imagine that. And I got reassigned to the bumper cars. So I'd be that person that would jump, along with others, that would jump on the back of bumper cars and if they got stuck and all that sort of thing. And it was really a crazy, crazy time to be at Great Adventure. But there was no King Dakar, and I've never ridden on it, but I've had nieces and nephews have, and they talk about how much they love it, and it's a very popular roller coaster. There's another one, and this is Cedar Point, and a lot of people talk about Cedar Point. It's called Steel Vengeance, and it's the first hyper hybrid steel and wood roller coaster in the world. It has a 90 degree drop straight down, and it's got upside down loops, 30 seconds of weightless airtime, more than, I guess, any other coaster in the world. It reaches speeds of 74 miles an hour, and its tallest peak is 205 feet above ground. You know that moment when you go to the top of the coaster? I don't care if it's the ones I mentioned, it's whatever one it is, and then there's that drop. You're anticipating that drop. I think some of the old roller coasters where it was really slow, like click, click, you know, the old wooden roller coaster, there was something about dragging it out, right? Dragging it out is not what it's about now. Now it's about G-force and how fast and how many times you roll over and all of that and the crazy names of the coasters, right? Like there's another one called Intimidator, and it's at King's Dominion in Virginia. And this is one with a height and drop above, you know, 91. And it's inspired from the late NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt, who was nicknamed the Intimidator. And when you leave, when you're launched, basically, the train is the cable lifts to the top of a 93 feet up. Then it drops 140, boom, miles an hour, right? So they say that the first drop causes some people to experience temporary vision loss or blackouts because of the G-forces. I mean, the ride even had to be closed at one point and relaunched and remodeled. Oh, temporarily losing your eyesight, I don't know about that. Anyway, I thought it was would be fun to talk about it for a minute or two here on the show. A distraction. Because of the fact that, just think of what that would have been like in 1884. You got your nickel, you're there at Coney Island, you're getting on that coaster, and it's going 6 miles an hour. Ch-ch-ch. I mean, how slow that is. It's so crazy slow, especially what I just told you. I mean, times have definitely changed since then. And, you know, being in that business would be so interesting. Imagine being at the table and you're trying to invent something that goes faster. But what about safety and how fast does it pull on you? And, you know, every couple of years there's that conversation. What's the biggest, the best, the fastest, you know, roller coaster? There's something about roller coasters, I think, that intrigues us. And I used to be a big roller coaster nut. You know, I mean, definitely. Love, 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 love going on roller coasters. But it's been a few minutes. Let's just say that. I don't know. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. So for some of you, maybe that's it. Go to the amusement park and scare Dad. Ride on the craziest roller coaster that you can possibly ever imagine. And just a shout out to all the great fathers out there, because I know there are some wonderful fathers out there. And Father's Day for me is so interesting because it used to be sad when I was a kid. My dad died when I was 8, but I still had these great memories of him. And he was the dad that took me on the roller coaster, the first roller coaster I ever went on. And he was the dad that took me to this you know, took me out of school, snuck me out of school, and took me to the Statue of Liberty, and would do all these cool things with me. He was the dad who taught me to ride a bike and how to throw a ball, and taught me that you could still be a girl, but you could still jump in and do whatever you wanted to do. And that always stuck with me. Like, don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do what you want to do. I mean, how many times did I hear that? Took me to my first baseball game. So here's a shout out to all the great fathers out there and future fathers, because of the huge influence I think fathers really have on children. What an important, important job that is. What a huge gift it is to be a father. Which is why probably so many are sweating out what's happening with the economy. You know, you think of mouths to feed and what groceries are costing and what gasoline is. You know, in California, some of the Californians listening to this show where you're paying well over $6 for gas. I mean, we keep beating that drum, but that's what it is. Mortgage rates surging by more than half a percentage point this week, rising inflation, what a 30-year fixed rate mortgage averages now, 5.78% in the week that is ending June 16. That's up from 5.23 the week before. So rates have risen more than 2.5 percentage points this year. They were at an average. Ooh, wouldn't this just make you kick yourself? They were at an average of 2.93 this time last year. And, of course, that means higher mortgage rates means that, you know, you're paying thousands and thousands more for a house. And that is, you know, a good example. I have many examples. It's easy to just do the math on it. If you put down 20% on a, let's say, a median priced house that was, let's say it was $390,000, and you financed the rest with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at an average interest rate of 2.93, your monthly mortgage payment was just a little over $1,300. Now you jack that up to 5.78, and you're paying 18.27. And that those numbers add up, especially with everything else going sky high. That 520 plus would mean a lot in your wallet. All right, stay with us. Some great conversations with some interesting authors coming up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Migrant encounters at the southern borders have hit a new record with over 200,000 encounters. The amount of unaccompanied minors also saw a 20% increase from this month to last month. This is all according to the Customs and Border Protection. The third public hearing of the month was held for the House January 6th committee with a focus on the pressure campaign on then Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Republican former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Republican Nick Begich, and Independent Al Gross have advanced to the August special election for the state's only U.S. House seat. All three were among 48 candidates in last Saturday's special primary for the seat, which was left vacant following the death in March of Republican Representative Don Young, who had held the seat for 49 years. The top four vote-getters in the special primary advanced to a special election August 16th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
An investigation is underway at an Alaskan elementary school after a dozen students drank floor sealant that they thought was milk. School officials have confirmed students enrolled in a summer program were served breakfast at the beginning of the day. One student did receive medical treatment, and two others who were picked up may have also sought treatment. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Marna Hale joins us, and her book is, wow, it's a game changer, Confessions of Cinderella Blue. It is a much different Cinderella than the story or the fairy tale that we've all been told, and that's the point. Marna, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Go ahead.
So why'd you write Cinderella Blue? What made you write this book?
Well, Confessions of Cinderella Blue is a book I wanted to read when I was a little girl. I wanted a crystal ball into what was going to happen when I became a teenager. And I wanted to know if I was ever going to have a boyfriend or a husband and if he would stay with me. And I couldn't find answers to my questions as a child, although I won many reading contests at the local library. Once I was scolded by my father for getting smart with my mother when I asked him, how did she get to be my mother? What does that mean? And nobody answered me. And later, I read the fairy tales of Cinderella, Snow White, and Rapunzel. And Cinderella had a small foot that fit the silver slipper. And Snow White was kissed by a prince, and Rapunzel had long hair. And I couldn't see how that helped you get a prince. And I really didn't have to have a rich prince. I just wanted a good person to be my life partner. So that story of Cinderella had the most potential to rewrite and include most of the characters I think children will meet in their future. As a child, I did not understand how Cinderella's father married the wicked stepmother and put Cinderella in this bad position. Then I couldn't understand how any of us could count on a fairy godmother and a magic wand to get to the ball. So I wrote this story with the minimal amount of magic and a lot of real life situations. where, if handled correctly, could result in a happy outcome. Now, Cinderella is a funny story. Her father takes that wicked stepmother to court. That's been always one of my dreams, to have her have to answer. Little girl Marta talking here. They have to answer, and I had her to do a lot of bad things. And so the court scene is very funny. The Duke of Earl is a funny character who can't get his son, the prince, to settle down and become responsible. Cinderella Blue does, though, get her heart broken after being lied to. And I think this is what's an important thing to put in this book, because the first time I got my heart broken, I thought I was the first person in the history of the world to get dumped. And children need to know this happens to everybody. And it happens to Cinderella. And she meets some other fairy tale characters. The main one is Miss Havisham from Dickens' Great Expectations, and who sat in her wedding dress for 25 years after getting left at the altar. And Cinderella learns what happens when you can't get over a broken heart, that you can just let your life waste away, that this is something that you have to endure. And I want children to know that it happens to everybody. There are many tangled webs in this story. There's also a study guide with 40 questions at the end of the book. Smart parents will read this book with their sons and daughters. There's a lot of opportunity for boys to learn to be a good man from this story. So I'm taking from Sir Walter Scott's epic poem, Marmion, in 1808, when he said, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive." There is a lot of deception. And if your child can figure out the tangled webs in this sometimes very funny story, he or she will be able to recognize similar situations when confronted in real life. So let your children practice on Cinderella Blue and her friends and figure out what they did wrong. Then your children will be more prone to be honest and strong, to vote in elections. I've never read a fairy tale where people went to the polls and voted. To educate themselves, to maintain good relationships, to develop a talent, to not co-sign for people, to not accept rides with strangers, to write thank you notes for gifts and kindnesses, to learn to cook, to care for children, to learn to drive and become self-sufficient, to be spiritual and have a mantra and a fight song like Cinderella Blue had. Most of the poems in the book, including Cinderella Blue's fight song, have been put to music and creative new music by my fiance. And can be heard on my website, www.mhale@totaltransformation.com. And also suggested answers to the 40 questions in the study guide are also on the website. I intentionally did not put them in the book because I want mothers and fathers to have the main control over answers to a lot of the questions. So you can see my suggested answer. You have to go look for them. And you can also post questions on the website that I can try to answer for you. And there are also two job aids in the book. One is the test for a good man that the fairy godmother gives Cinderella. And there's another one that tips to maintain a relationship.
Wow. There is so much to this that is so, so good. And I love that you intentionally did not
put all those questions in the book. You want people to be able to look at the questions, do the questions, mothers and fathers, and be able to go and have mm-hmm. that discussion. So for you, wow, what kind of a journey has this been like? It's so exciting that you decided to rewrite Cinderella.
I think a lot of people, a lot of women, some kind of way, Cinderella has a big impact on girls.
Yes.
When I was in college, even, my sister and I went to another city and we had some relatives that were there. And I know I had an uncle that said, you know, you girls think the prince is going to come down the hill on a white horse and just sweep you up. You have to meet people, work with people, you know, build a relationship, build your finances. Now, a lot of work goes into that. Where do you get this from? And we said, I guess from Cinderella.
Yep, from Cinderella. And then look how far you've come from those comments. What, and you've said it throughout this great interview, but what do you hope people take away from reading Confessions of Cinderella Blue, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
I hope that they will get happiness and will not have to make the mistakes so many of us have made. We basically, this is kind of a crystal ball. And what's going to happen? The characters in there are real life people I've seen through my years. They're real people. And they're going to see these people too. They're just going to have different faces, different names. How great would it be if you can't go back and just undo things? I'm hoping that a studious person will take this to heart. Studious parents will take this to heart and help their children not to have so many pitfalls. Some mistakes can be very costly.
Boy, isn't that true? Some mistakes can be very, very costly. So when you put the story together and you actually had your arms around it and it actually came out, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, so happy, because I actually have a little baby granddaughter. And I just want to make sure I don't leave this earth, you know. And I have a little grandson, too, that's just not much older. But I want, you know, I basically was thinking about my own, you know, children and the way I feel and felt when I was young. I said, this is what I wanted. Out of all those books I read, I have a brother and two of us would just win all the contests at the library. But this was the book I was looking for.
Right.
I wanted to know what does all this mean? I learned the facts of life. But I didn't know how it fit into growing up and your relationships, you know, and wanting to have a happy life. And so this was just the book that I wanted. And whether people know that they want this book or not, I hope that they will read it, because I think children, you could, if a parent is going through the study guide, because there are 40 questions here, you can see where their head is. You can see how they looked at the characters and what they thought. And then when they're 16 and 17 and 18 and 20, you can say, uh-oh, that's Clyde Poormouth.
I love it. Well, it's just a wonderful book. It's wonderful that you put this together. Marna Hale, Confessions of Cinderella Blue, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Zainalabdin is with us now. In fact, he joins us from Karachi, Pakistan, and he's got such an interesting background as a real mind person when it comes to degrees, and he's an engineer, but he has delved into a subject that you know I love on this show, and he shares that same passion as I do about transformation and empowering people, and his book is called Without Me. RNZ, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks. Thank you very much for calling me.
So as I said, I set this up. I mean, look, you're an engineer. You're a successful engineer. And I have lots of friends that are engineers. We've had engineers on the show. So what was it that made you decide you were going to write this book?
The book actually, moreover, surrounds around the concept of a change, the transformation. Since I've been also a student of transformation change, so spiritually, if you actually, bring about a change in yourself, you will be in a position to actually share this change among the people in the society with your friends, and can bring about, it will have a very positive impact on the society. So the most important thing, the first starting point for anything to actually, is the change. First, you have to actually bring about a change in yourself, bring it a new perspective, fresh ideas, and how you can help, and in this way you can actually help the society grow in a positive manner. And you can create a very a positive impact in the society.
Yeah, positive impact on society, and you've said that a couple of times, that makes a difference in how a person feels. And one of the things you talk about in Without Me is how to motivate yourself. So how do we motivate ourselves?
The motivation always, it comes from once you start sharing your, feelings with others. I mean, you have to either, share your feelings, or either, you can give a good advice to someone, or either you can get a good advice from someone. So that's how actually, this change starts to take place. that, you know, first you have to share your feelings with other people, and you know, you have to learn from them, or either you can give good advice to them as well. So in this way, actually, you know, you will feel, or you will get to know about their feelings as well. So that's how actually the change starts to, you know, this is the starting point for the change. And once you start feeling it, then you can do something about it. So then you can build a network of people where you can actually share your ideas. Also, you know, acquire their ideas, and also, you know, bring about a change in cascaded fashion.
I like that. Build a network of people. Do you have a network of people?
Yeah, I do.
And how important is that to you? It's got to be important. You wrote about it.
Yes, exactly. It is very important because I get to share a lot of ideas, and also get to know a lot of things from them. Because, you know, the change, you know, always starts, as I always also written in my book, then when something touches your heart. So in this process, you get to learn a lot of things, you know, that how people, what they are going through and how they come out of it. So, you know, from their experience, you can learn. And also in most of the cases, I was lucky enough to give them advice as well.
I like that. So that exchange, that masterminding sort of thing, that networking. What do you hope people take away from reading Without Me?
Without Me is actually about, it's all about the change, you know. If you can bring about a change in yourself, you can change the society. You can change, you know, you can change the whole world. The concept actually revolves around that. Not only that, but, you know, it also has a very important diversification part as well, which actually, you can say, also endorses the feelings of heart, and also, you know, the different feelings of a person, you know, how, what we go through in our daily lives, and how we can actually, you know, dealt with the situations more effectively. So there's a lot of concept in the book. So it's quite a diversified book, but it's moreover related to change.
Yeah, we're speaking with RNZ Zainalabdin and his book, of course, Without Me. You've got another book that's going to come out next year, and it's called Life After Lockdown. And it's, again, about transformation and what you can do and reconnection. Just give us kind of a sneak peek of that.
Yeah, actually, this will be my second book, Life After Lockdown. And actually, it moreover compelling the readers that, you know, how they can transform themselves through this COVID scenario, because it's very challenging. Most of the people, unfortunately, are losing their jobs, and, you know, most of the people are facing difficult times as the businesses are not actually, you know, you can say, going through. So the book, moreover, you know, the concept actually moreover revolves around how you can actually, you know, transform yourself through this scenario. I mean, what steps you can take and how effectively you can come out of it. So that's the first part. And the second part would be that what you can do to help other people to get over it. So again, the concept of sharing is very important, you know, in that book as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to that too. And of course, you can get the book on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Is there any other place you would send people?
Yeah, on my website as well, and from my publisher, Ex Libris.
Okay, so on your website. Tell us your website.
It's aurangzebzainalabdin.com. So you can actually click on the website, and you can also purchase the book from there.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. And here's to transforming the world. And thank you for what you're trying to do. Absolutely. And joining us from Pakistan.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
The heat, a tornado, and oh, fabricated quotes. Just when people in the United States are not trusting the media and are talking about fake stories and fake media and, you know, whatever in between, which isn't really always fair to the people who do it right. And we all know that. I mean, in anything, there is people who do it wrong, but this is really wrong. USA Today removed 23 stories after they did an investigation. They found a reporter fabricated quotes. So how about that? They got an external correction request, and it they audited the reporting work of Gabriela Miranda. This is according to an editor's note written by USA Today's managing editor of Standards, a guy named Michael McCarter, to make it official. Anyway, the audit revealed that some individuals quoted were not affiliated with organizations claimed and appeared to be fabricated, and there was other individuals quoted that couldn't be verified. And then there were some stories included quotes that should have been credited to others, so they removed 23 different articles from their website and other platforms because it didn't meet what their editorial standards were. And it included a list of stories that were removed. Some of the stories by Miranda appeared in the print version of the Daily newspaper. As a result, they're going to put something in the Friday paper, and she was a breaking news reporter, and she resigned. So she's not commenting on it. I guess the New York Times found out about it, so they reported the news about this internal investigation, and the USA Today did a whole mea culpa thing that they try to be accurate and factual, and they regret the situation. But, yeah, that's not good. So somebody catches it and says, wait, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? And that's good. That's good that they're correcting it, but it's correcting it, of course, after the fact, which is never the best. The heat. Everyone keeps talking about the record heat, the record heat. I guess there's going to be a break from the heat, but it's not going to last very long. So if you're getting excited about this, you know, we've got power outages for a third day in Ohio, over 65,000 customers without power in that state. There are power woes in Wisconsin and Michigan. Temperatures are up to 10 degrees above what normal would be. Philadelphia, they're going to see a drop in the next 24 hours from the high temperature that they're going to see on Friday of like 91 degrees, but then they're saying it's going to shoot up the following week. So in the Midwest, parts of the East, but really in the Midwest, you're seeing that excessive heat warning, and down in some of the areas of the South and the Southwest, you know, if you were to look at a map. But it is the buzz in the land. This is what people are talking about. They're talking about, you know, how hot it is. Sad story about that, with, you know, running out of gas in the worst place you could possibly run out of gas. A Death Valley National Park tourist was found dead. His car ran out of gas. A park ranger noticed this lone car at a popular spot. Apparently, it's where people go and view sunrises a lot and sunsets. And the car was in the lot 3 days later, so they finally found the guy. He had been missing. His body was found, and that's what he was doing. He was walking for gas because he had run out of gas. Wow. You don't survive that. I can't imagine. I mean, you know, that's why it's called Death Valley. That's terrible, terrible, terrible. All right, on that note, we're going to skedaddle. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and listening to this version of the show. Make it count.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.